1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The U.S. is warning China against any more threatening or risky behavior after sailing a warship too close to an American ship in Taiwan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
I've voiced my concern about the irresponsible behavior we've seen with the close intercepts and the coercive behavior that we see in the waterways.
China's Defense Minister Li Shangfu also spoke through an interpreter.
Attempts to push for NATO-like alliances a way of kidnapping countries and exaggerating conflicts and confrontations.
Beijing blamed Washington for the miscommunication, but insists Taiwan is its territory. In India, crews have found at least one more survivor this morning, days after a deadly train derailment that's killed about 300 people and injured hundreds more.
Search and rescue teams ramped up their efforts with sniffer dogs and cutting equipment to find and free the living and the dead still trapped in the mangled wreckage.
That's CBS's Remy Innocencio. A broken signal may have caused the crash. If you want to know. Loved ones held a funeral for 14-year-old Cyrus Carmack Belton yesterday in Columbia, South Carolina. The owner of a gas station is now accused of shooting the teen in the back because he thought the boy had stolen some water bottles. YouTube is reversing its election misinformation policy. Here's CBS's Dana Jacobson.
The social media company announced Friday it will no longer remove content that falsely claims widespread fraud, errors, or glitches occurred in the 2020 presidential election or any other past U.S. presidential elections. Under that policy, former President Trump himself was banned from YouTube for nearly 2 years after he claimed, without evidence, that the election was stolen.
A federal judge has overturned Tennessee's controversial drag ban. CBS's Allison Keyes.
The federal judge ruled Friday that a Tennessee law banning drag shows in public or in places where children may see them is unconstitutional. The judge says it violates freedom of speech protections. The Tennessee law was the first in the nation to directly target drag shows.
Meantime, Disney kicked off Gay Days this weekend in Florida as the state pushes more anti-LGBTQ legislation. Gay Days director Chantel Richey.
This is exactly the situation which what created Gay Days. When people tried to say we could not be, we could not gather, we could not be a community. Now is the more important when we have a government that is making decisions trying to say that to us.
Civil rights organizations have warned Florida may not be safe for the queer community, but organizers are still encouraging visitors to attend. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Ray Magliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I just can't. I'm so sorry. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 86. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 56. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 82. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Dream.
If Wisconsin was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head,
sure.
What would things be made out of?
Cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right? So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Are cheese curds more of a fruit?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What lately has been bringing you joy? Not happiness, but joy. 844-967-2789. I thought this would be a fun, light topic to do on a Friday,
yeah.
Our last Friday. At 3 hours, this time on Monday, we will be off the air because on Monday we switch to the 10 to 12 segment or 12 to 10 slot in the Civic Media lineup. And we are very excited. And so this is our last 3 hour show. But I thought this was a good Friday topic. And I think in preparation for, you know, the change schedule, the summer is here, feeling like prepping for a 2 hour show is going to feel different than prepping for a 3 hour show. And I think sometimes I put pressure on myself to do all of the things and be overly prepared and work harder than anyone is asking me to work. And it's been interesting in the last, like, as the weather's gotten better, like last weekend we did yard work, and now I've done a very good job this week of watering the garden every day.
Excellent.
And taking moments largely in the morning to get out there because I don't want them to die because we put so much work into them. And so taking the time when I would, you know, otherwise just be stressing about, like, what are we going to talk about? Should we lead with this? Should we talk about that? What, like, point am I trying to make here? Taking the 10 to 15 minutes in the morning to walk the dog and water the plants. But then even last night, like, I had to get some stuff done, but it was the first night of Jazz in the Park.
Oh, lovely.
At Cathedral Square in Milwaukee. And Mike helps out with the guy who runs Easttown. He helps him with Bastille Days, and they're doing Oktoberfest in Cathedral Square this fall. And so he was like, let's go support for the first night. And I wasn't done. He's like, well, let's just go. You can work when you get back. And I have to say, like, going, it was a great turnout.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was, the whole park was full. The music was great. It was such a beautiful intersection of the city and the different types of people who were there. There was a woman sitting in front of us who had, like, a little, like, space bag for her cat.
Oh, like, really?
It was like a see-through bubble bag that her cat was sitting inside of, but it had air holes in it. So I was like, do you think Cliff would fit in one of those? You think he'd be happy in one of those? And it was just one of those moments to take in and just be like, to take the time to do stuff like that. And you don't have to go for, it doesn't have to be the entire night. It just can be for an hour, for 2 hours, but just kind of like looking around, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the weather, maybe running into some people that you know, enjoying good music. And like, I'm realizing like small things like that, like that are bringing me joy. And so I thought I would ask you, what is bringing you joy recently? Is it the weather? Is it getting back into your yard? Is it festivals that are coming up? 844-967-2789. What's bringing you joy these days?
Well, and like you, I have a lot of flowers that need tending and watering. And one of the other things that I do in our yard, I have lots of different bird baths.
Ooh.
Because...
Yeah, your hummingbirds. Have your hummingbirds shown up
yet?
He's
back.
Nice.
He's back. Zippy. Could be a different bird. But yes, so that brings me, it brings me immense joy. So does watching the birds splash around in the bird baths. It's such a small thing, but I'll sit out on my patio and I can watch them for an hour because it just makes me laugh. Especially when you compare, when a sparrow jumps in a bird bath, that's one, it's splish splash. When a robin jumps in the bird bath, it's like poosh. Because there's so much, it's just, I find it hilarious. And then
I like these onomatopoeias that you're throwing out there as far as like the audible visual of like, oh, it clearly makes a different sound.
It does.
It's jumping in.
Kapoosh, yes. And last night as I was filling up one of the bird baths, I scared out a mama bunny and her itty bitty baby bunny.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're so cute. And since we lost Sparkly, our dog, a couple of summers ago, we're Wildlife Central. And the
is your yard really big?
We have a good sized yard. We're in Milwaukee.
You're not in like the rural area of Wisconsin. Like you're not like on a farm, but
no.
You have a lot of wildlife.
Well, with a dog gone and the bunnies are just so bold now.
Yeah.
It's like, we're safe here. You're not going to do anything. What are you going to do? Catch me? Ha! 844-967-2789. What is bringing you joy these days?
And so I saw an article talking about joy, and joy is good for your body and your mind, and giving suggestions on ways to feel joy, but also that joy is it's very different from other emotions that we feel, and that it's like, it's something that we experience, but like not necessarily understood, and it's mistaken for happiness, yet it's unique in its impact in both like our mind and body. And it's like, it's different from happiness, which I think is an interesting comparison.
That is interesting. I would never have thought of it like that.
So it's this is saying joy is not a mere fleeting emotion. It triggers a host of significant physiological and psychological changes that can improve our physical and mental health. And luckily for us, there are many easy things we can do each day in order to boost the amount we feel.
Boost your joy intake. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Greg from Waukesha joining us on the phone. Hey, Greg, what do you think?
Hey, Jane. Hey, Kristen. First of all, love your show, Kristen. I've been following you since you started on TikTok. So I enjoy. Yep. So I just want to say that being a person who is totally blind from birth, I just love sound, and I love, I do have light perception, so I can see the light from the sun. I just love all the things that I can, you know, just taking in the five senses. And like tonight, I don't want to advertise too much, but Friday Night Live is starting in downtown Washington.
Yeah.
They close down.
You can advertise.
The sound of live music is just amazing to me. Like just musicians who play well, and some of them not so well, let's be honest, but you know, just people singing and the birds, and just like, how can you not be happy, you know? And just like people's voices, like I love to hear, like there are certain voices where I just text people sometimes and call people, and I just say, you know, I love the sound of your voice. I may not be able to see you, but I love the sound. And I love that I'm a comedian a little bit, and I make jokes, you know, about blindness. And sometimes, and some people think, oh, you're being difficult on yourself. I'm like, no, I'm making light of a dark situation. Like when I joke about how I thought for a while that buffalo wings were the wings off of buffaloes. Until someone told me that buffaloes couldn't fly, you know. I never knew that being blind from birth. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but there's joy in just everyday, like sensory, just observations. So
you are a wonderful example, Greg. You really
Greg,
are.
Thank you so much for the call. That was delightful. We're
I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Absolutely, Greg.
Thanks a lot,
Have
Greg.
Fun at Friday Night Live
and
tonight.
Speaking of Friday Night Lights, I just want to add that our own Johnny Watermelon is going to be out there tonight, and he will be at the Waukesha Farmers Market tomorrow. Next Saturday, I will be at the Waukesha Farmers Market.
Woo!
Yeah,
I got to see my sign up. Yeah. I have to look at my calendar and see when I can get out there too.
So we'd love to have you come out and meet you and see you and all that stuff.
Absolutely. But so getting back to the physiological science of joy, joy often refers to a broad sense of being satisfied with life that appears after experience a sense of awe or wonder. And so many of us might better associate it with the feeling of being blessed.
Okay.
Like feeling blessed. Like, so while joy is experienced naturally, happiness is often pursued. Isn't that an interesting distinction?
Yes.
Do you recognize that as being true? You seem confused. I understood that.
See, this seems like one of those classes I would have had in college that I would have dropped out of. Because I didn't,
you're like, this is too,
it's way
like,
too deep.
Flighty.
It's way too esoteric for me. Can't we just be joyful?
Just be joyful.
Just
but
be joyful.
There's some research that also says the capacity for joy is genetic. That like each of us has different capacities to experience joy. And so there's about approximately 30% of people have what's known as genetic plasticity. This means that they're disproportionately influenced by their external environment, and after learning techniques to induce joy, may find it easier to experience it. As such, their genetic predisposition for positive experiences can result in more joy.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
But then the three ways that this article suggests to increase and experience more joy in your life. Do you want to guess what the first one is?
Get outside.
That's actually not one. I mean, I think that it is one, but it's not one of the three that they.
Okay. Can you give me a hint?
It's something that we all have to do every day. Some of us do it for sustenance. Some of us do it for indulgence.
Oh, enjoying a good meal.
Yep. Sharing food. Sharing food with others can help us experience more joy. And this isn't just because of being in the company of others boosts our experience of joy. The very act of sharing food can also spark it. This is why research shows that eating with others can enhance what's known as psychological flourishing, the highest level of well-being. Preparing food with family and friends can also stimulate joy. So if you're looking to add a little bit more to your daily life, perhaps go out to for dinner with friends, or better yet, arrange a dinner party where you'll prep the meal together. So what's bringing you joy lately? We will take your calls and your texts or your live stream comments when we come back. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll hear you soon. We'll be back soon. If you feel like happiness is a truth, just because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is. You are happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our estate with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett's septic pumper trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'll just Derek.
As Goes Wisconsin, I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are talking about what brings you joy lately, or in general, because I was reflecting on the fact that in trying to take more time to do things that sometimes I convince myself that I don't have time for because I have so much work to do,
right?
That it is beneficial and worth it to take the time to be like, oh, let's water the flowers so we can like get joy out of watching them grow, or, you know, take time to go to like a community event and actually see people and engage. And so, and then I found this article basically talking about the actual scientific benefits of joy and how it is a little different than happiness, but Jane's not buying it.
I don't. That's for people who are far deeper than me. I'll take either one. I'll take happiness. I'll take joy. Bring it on.
Just anything that feels good.
Yeah,
any dopamine or serotonin.
Sure.
So we were saying that there's three things that, well, there's more than three things, but three things that could help you experience a little bit more joy in your life. The first one was food, which we just talked about. The second one kind of goes back to what we were talking about with Dr. Lyerly yesterday, which is physical activity.
Yeah. Moving.
So whether or not, yeah, go ahead.
No, just moving.
Yeah.
Right.
So whether or not we actually experience joy while exercising depends a lot on the circumstances surrounding the physical activity rather than the activity itself. So for example, when running with others, we tend to experience more joy than when we're running our own, which is crazy because I never want to run with someone else because if they're faster than me, then I'm just mad at myself. And I haven't run in a long time and I certainly am not running these days. But research also shows that accomplishing an exercise-related goal we never thought we were capable of can lead to joy.
It's like a
marathon or something.
Sure. That's an achievement. That's quite an achievement. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. What is bringing you joy these days?
And then the third piece of advice that they had was writing.
Really?
Another simple way you can boost feelings of joy is by writing down how you feel. In one experiment, participants who spent 20 minutes a day writing about intense positive experiences such as the joy of seeing a family member returning home or watching your child walk for the first time. For 3 months, experienced better moods compared with participants who wrote about different topics. Those who wrote about their positive experiences also made fewer visits to the doctor in the 3 month period. So although the original experiment aimed to re-experience intense positive emotions such as awe, inspiration, or love, you can choose instead to focus solely on feelings of joy. However, while joy is a wonderful experience, it isn't the only emotion we'll encounter in our life. It's important to try and embrace all emotions we experience, be that sadness, anger, happiness, or joy.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I kept a I kept a gratitude journal for a couple of years.
I was just going to say.
And just wrote down 3 things a day that I was grateful for. And it might be really teeny things, but you're just reminding yourself and reflecting on what happens in your life that day and looking for the little good pieces of it.
Well, I feel like it's so easy to get wrapped up in the stuff that sucks.
Absolutely.
Both in the news, like when you watch too much news and you feel like everything is awful, but then also just like the thing in your life, like getting stuck behind someone in traffic or losing your parking spot or your boss or your coworker or like all the little things, like all the frustrating things about your job or your husband or whatever. And so instead of the stepping back and having like the ritual of a gratitude journal to be like, oh no, like I'm actually really lucky that I have this and this and this and this. And so I just thought, I don't know. I saw that article. I reflected on that last night and was just thinking that it would be a good topic.
It's good for you.
And we got a call from Greg out of it, which was lovely.
Yes, definitely. That was great. That was great. We could all learn a lot. We could all learn a lot from Greg.
I like that he's a comedian. I want to hear more of his jokes. All right. Well, coming up, we still have a lot of show. We have half a show left. Half a show for our last 3 hour show. When we come back from the next break, we're going to be talking to Representative Deb Ondraka because today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day. And so is Wear Orange all weekend. I in realizing this, I don't own any orange.
Neither do I.
Because I thought I'd throw something on, and I actually don't own any orange, which it's not the most flattering color on me, so I think that's probably why. But we're going to be talking to Representative Ondraka about events that are happening today. But also, there was an exchange she had on the assembly floor last month that I totally wasn't aware of, but is pretty interesting and pretty fun. So I think we'll talk about that a little bit in the next segment. And then in the last hour of today's show, we're going to do Am I the Sphincter? As we usually do on Fridays. And I'll set the two prompts up. So one is, am I the sphincter for calling my friend disgusting during a time I was supposed to be supporting him? And the other one is, am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give me my books back?
Ooh.
That one sounds petty.
These are good.
And at the end of the show, we're going to be talking to Will Radcliffe from Rose Innovations. So get more of our gardening on.
This man is famous.
So how did you find him?
The Journal Sentinel always does a roundup of different garden tours that happen over the course of the summer. And one that was going to be happening next weekend is what led me to Will. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him. And if you are a Rose fan, this is the guy you want to hear from.
Do you have rose bushes?
Not anymore.
Too much work?
They are I want to be alone flower. It's like, I look beautiful, I'm perfect, I smell fabulous. If you come near me, I will stab you.
Oh, the thorns.
Yeah. So I have some issues with roses. Will and I could talk about that later.
Perfect. You'll warn me from ever thinking that I should plant some.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, Representative Deb Ondraka will be here. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 86. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 56. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 82. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
I'm social.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day. And through today, through the 4th, you are encouraged to wear orange. And across the country, there is going to be events to honor victims and survivors of gun violence. And some of those events are happening right here in Wisconsin. So here to talk more about National Gun Violence Awareness Day and the events and efforts to curb gun violence in Wisconsin is Representative Deb Andraco. Welcome back to the show, Deb.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Jane. It's great to be here.
So I guess let's just start with the day and what the day means and kind of some of the events that are happening locally.
Sure. Today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day, and the weekend is known as Wear Orange Weekend. And this has been going on since about 2013, and it's a way to focus on the toll that gun violence takes every single day in our communities. There are events going on all across the state and all across the country. You can just go to wearorange.org, type in your address or your zip code, and find out what events are happening near you.
There you go. What event are you going to be attending?
Tonight, I'm going to be at the Epicost Church. There's a screening of the documentary When Claude Got Shot. Some of that takes place here in Milwaukee. And then on Saturday, I will be on North Sherman Boulevard. They have a drive-through memorial where they will be handing out free gun locks. And there will be memorials for people who have lost their lives to gun violence there.
Oh, that's great. And so why orange? What's the significance of orange as the color?
Hyda Pendleton was a young woman. She was 13 years old, and she was shot and killed in Chicago shortly after she participated in President Obama's graduation. Orange was her favorite color. And so a lot of her friends got together to remember not only this young woman, but also the increasing toll that gun violence takes on all of our communities and the victims that it leaves in its wake. When we think of gun violence, a lot of times we think of the person who was affected, but it affects their loved ones, the community, and it just has these increasing ripple effects. Unfortunately, since 2013, the problem has just grown worse, but so has the movement, and so have efforts to bring awareness to the problem and also the common sense laws and measures that we can take to try to save lives.
And so I think that's a good point, because so often when we think about gun violence, we think about random shootings. We think about what happens at school, like what's happened at schools, what's happened at malls, what's happened at grocery stores and or movie theaters, and these like terrifying one-off shooters who go in and with the intention of trying to kill a lot of people really quickly, and largely sometimes it's a suicide mission. But the overarching umbrella of gun violence is way bigger than that. It's street violence, it is domestic violence, it is police officers getting shot. And so do you feel like there's more work to be done for people to understand the intersection between all of those different things? And like, it comes back to, it's the guns.
Well, we have more guns in more places than ever before, which is part of the reason the problem keeps getting bigger and bigger. One of the areas that doesn't get a lot of attention as well is gun suicide. So yeah. In Wisconsin, more than 60% of gun deaths are suicides. And what is particularly alarming about that, and there's a lot of myths around it, gun suicide is fatal 90% of the time, whereas other means, it's about 10%. And so if someone is suicidal, if someone is in a bad place, there's an opportunity to save their life. But if there are guns in the home, there's not that opportunity. So when we're talking about gun violence, we're usually talking about it, all of its forms. What you hear, you hear about mass shootings. There are shootings that happen, happen all across the state. But in Wisconsin, and particularly in rural areas, gun suicides really need a lot more attention as well.
And it's interesting you say that. We're talking to Deb Andraca about National Gun Violence Awareness Day, which is today, because I was having this conversation with my brother recently, and we were looking up what constitutes, digging deeper into the fact that number one cause of death for children right now is guns.
Right.
And he had said that a huge proportion of that is suicide. And I had tried to make exactly the point that you just made, and because he was trying to argue that they're going to find a different way. And I was like, I don't think that's always true. Like, I think that there is something that is so violent and fatal about a gun versus other methods of emergent mental health emergencies that not having access to a gun would curb minor suicide, both attempts and or like being succeeding.
Yeah, it's a huge misconception that, and I have heard it over and over again. You know, if someone is intent on killing themselves, they're going to find a way. We know a lot more about mental health now. We know that it is treatable. We know that someone who is in crisis, if you can reach them, there are steps you can take. There's medication, there's therapy that can literally save someone's life. If they have access to a firearm and they are in a crisis, they don't get that second chance. And so it's a huge myth out there that I think really needs to be dispelled. And now that we have more guns in more places, not only, you know, kids can get their hands on it, whether that is by suicide or because a gun was left around, and we're seeing more and more very young children pick up firearms and unintentionally hurt themselves, kill themselves, or kill a friend. You know, and that gets back to the ripple effect that I was talking about. You know, if you have this kind, I mean, how does that kid get past that, especially a young child? So we need to be talking about what I like to call a culture of gun safety. The guns are out there. So how are we going to make sure that we structure gun ownership, that it is the norm and it should be the law to keep your gun locked safely away from children? How are we going to talk about being a responsible gun owner? So storing your firearm with the ammunition separate. If you have to have it for a moment's notice, there are gun safes that have biometric locks. There are lots of things that we can do. But what's most important is keeping that firearm safe and away from children and away from people who may be in crisis.
Representative Endraca, I've just always been concerned too when the public hears that it was a non-life-threatening injury. It was a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Well, just because it's non-life-threatening doesn't mean it's not life-altering. And you had mentioned some of the economic impacts. Think about what that means if the breadwinner in your family is now in a wheelchair because of a gun incident, or can't work, or that the ramifications are just so far reaching. And I fret sometimes that that's not cutting through.
Yeah, I was talking with someone just a couple of weeks ago who was visiting the state capitol, and he was in a wheelchair because of a gunshot wound. And he has to be, he will be on disability the rest of his life. You know, these kinds of injuries, you know, not only they alter the course of someone's life, but also everybody around them, the caretakers, mm-hmm. the loved ones. So this is, you know, for many reasons, we need to be talking about how can we keep Wisconsinites safe? How can we keep our neighborhood safe? And how can we make sure that children can't get a hold of firearms? Because as of about a year or two ago, firearm injuries are now the number one killer of youths under 18. That has not always been the case. And it goes back to having so many guns in so many places and not all of them being secure.
Well, and not only that, it's also keeping our police safe, because I had not realized that you had this kind of spicy exchange last month. So you were a co-sponsor of a resolution to recognize May as Law Enforcement Appreciation Month. And basically it sounds like that was a lot about sending cards and, like, you know, doing things to show our appreciation for law enforcement. And you brought up the point on the assembly floor that you reminded everyone that 2023 has been the deadliest year for Wisconsin police in over two decades. And then you got reprimanded for it. And so do you want to tell us a little bit more? I gave the highlights, but you actually lived it. So what was that exchange like?
Yeah, so I'm very supportive of law enforcement, and I was a co-sponsor of the resolution for law enforcement appreciation. However, we had just been coming off of a series, four different police officers were shot and killed in the line of duty so far this year, which, as you said, is the deadliest year in more than two decades. And in both of those instances, the people who shot at the police were people who were known to be dangerous and armed, And I just think it's important that we're talking about the fact that, you know, not only are Wisconsinites dying, but police officers are dying, veterans are dying. We need to start talking about ways to keep people safe. How can we make sure that people who are dangerous, people who might harm themselves or others, don't have access to firearms? Or can we get firearms away from them before they shoot a school or before they shoot at law enforcement? So the resolution came forward and it did not mention that they were shot and killed. And so I, on the assembly floor, said that, yes, I am a, you know, I am a co-sponsor of this resolution. I believe in everything that it says, but it's important to remember that this body, the legislature, is the only in the assembly, we're the only people who can pass laws, and there are many that Wisconsin urgently needs to keep law enforcement safe so that they're not walking into so many dangerous situations. And yes, Speaker Voss was really unhappy with that, came down off the dais and yelled at me for almost 2 minutes, and he accused me of politicizing a resolution. Now, another important, two other important things to know, I had a joint resolution for today. I mean, we have joint resolutions for all kinds of things all the time. I had a joint resolution talking about the number of people who are shot and killed each year in Wisconsin. Simply facts. It just basically statistics. And they refused to take it up. So not only did they not take up my Gun Violence Awareness Day resolution, but then when I brought up the fact that law enforcement is getting put in harm's way because of the actions of some of my colleagues, I got yelled and accused of politicizing the situation. So the overall message is, if we can't talk about gun violence, we can't fix it.
You also told me that at that exact time you were getting yelled at. What also was happening?
Yes. So while that speech was happening, I kept getting alerts on my phone, but I was on the assembly floor. And when I had an opportunity to check my alerts, there was a shooting. It was in Mequon, which I represent. Now, I don't represent that particular part of Mequon, but the Mequon police were being shot at in Mequon while I was being yelled at for talking about how police are being endangered by our lax gun laws. And then it turns out that the Mequon police had been to that house 26 times before. And neighbors knew that he had at least 30 guns in the home and that he was armed and dangerous. So, like I said, if we can't talk about this, if they're not, you know, if my colleagues, my Republican colleagues, are not going to allow us to talk about the issue, whether it's in a joint resolution or a public hearing, we're not going to be able to fix it.
Well, that's because you know that the biggest threat to police officers are defunding the police and activism on the left, which is the exact quote that Voss had on that speech of his for you.
Yeah, we don't wear a vest to prevent us from leftists. So no. I would argue that probably, you know, firing bullets are probably a much bigger threat to our police.
Have you done training on how not to roll your eyes at some of your fellow lawmakers when they say things like that?
I'm not very good at it. I was with the governor at an event the other day and a reporter pulled me aside after they were talking about something and said, I guess by your snort, you disagree with something. And so I really need to work on my poker face.
Like, as do I, although I think I can get away with a little more because I'm allowed to have my opinions. But Representative Ondraka, where can people find more information about today and the events that are happening?
Go to wearorange.org. That will list all of the local events that are happening around the state, whether they're drive-through memorials. Today and this weekend, the focus is really on the victims and those who are suffering the most from gun violence. And so we are honoring those who either have a loved one who has been killed through gun violence or gun suicide, and those who love them.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us and thank you for your work. We'll have to have you back soon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
5 points.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And I think we have a caller. Is based on our last segment?
We do. We were talking about Gun Violence Awareness Day with Representative Deb Andraka. Mark from the SEC is joining us. Hey, Mark, what do you want to share?
Yeah, back in 1990, a warden, Andy Krakow, was killed by a 13-year-old boy who had been involved in a domestic violence thing with his mother the week before. And he actually had gone to his grandparents' house and got a rifle, and Andy Krakow was shot before he even had a chance to get out of his vehicle when he responded to a domestic violence call. And it was just, that I didn't know Andy, that I knew wardens who did, but he was a fellow DNR employee, and that, and I had the sorry duty of having to move his inventory to another warden when he, when I got word of this, because it was just, shocking that this kid, that had been involved, the week before, and his parents felt threatened by him, and that he's still able to access firearm.
Right, and again, the Wisconsin Republicans don't want permitless concealed carry, which I cannot imagine law enforcement is in favor of. They don't want red flag laws that might have helped in that particular instance. It just is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it is. And this is 1990. So this is what, 31 years ago, or 33 years ago now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And so it was just, and this kid was only held, and this kid's been apparently he's only held to his, and I don't know if it's happened since, but he was originally just has held at confinement because he was underage at Lincoln Hills until he was 25. So, has happened subsequent, but, It is just something people need to be aware of. I mean, because I can remember, I'm old enough to remember the days when the NRA's big thing was make sure all your guns are locked up and stored safely and kept out of the hands of children. And this is a case where, just tragedy ensued.
Well, and wasn't that, Mark, the original intent of the NRA? It was a gun safety organization. It was.
Well, it was, it was, It was not only that, it was also marksmanship, because, you know, for training for, for
competitively
the services. But I mean, originally it was, and the big thing that they posted right up until they switched in the 70s, that it was gun safety, big on gun safety. And they've gone far afield from that.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Anyway,
really, thank you guys. Appreciate you checking in. Anytime you want to call and or text 844-967-2789.
Well, I found this study on a very different dangerous thing that happens, which is bad driving. And I think we talk a lot about Milwaukee drivers, and it's not very safe, which is true, but it could be worse, apparently.
I mean, this is a nationwide problem.
It is a nationwide problem, but Wisconsin is not even on the top 10 for most dangerous reckless driving.
Really?
States. Mm-mm. And so this was, I found this on Dig, but the U.S. states ranked with the worst drivers. And some bad driving is harmless, but other reckless driving is sometimes fatal. An estimated 46,000 people, 46,000 people died in preventable car crashes in 2022.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
And some states are home to more dangerous drivers than others. And so Forbes Advisor compared all 50 states and Washington, D.C. on factors ranging from the number of drunk drivers to how many drivers looked at their phones per mile. I don't know how they measured that. To see where in the U.S. the worst drivers were. So some of the key findings were the worst drivers in the country are found in
warm weather states.
Yes. Well, do you want to take which guess or which state?
Worst driving in the country. Is it California?
Nope.
Mississippi.
It's not the top one, but Mississippi's not even the top 10 either.
Texas.
Yeah.
It's Texas.
And
they all have guns.
And Washington, D.C. was the best. Of the top 10 states with the most dangerous drivers, half are in the South. So that would be Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and South Carolina. When it comes to the 10 states with the best drivers, all but three are in the East Coast area. So that's Washington, D.C., Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, New York, and Rhode Island. And Montana has the highest number of drunk drivers involved in a fatal car accident.
Wow.
19.01 for every 100,000 licensed drivers, while New Mexico sees the highest number of fatal car crashes involving a distracted driver, 9.54 accidents per 100,000 licensed drivers. And so, the top 10 were Texas, Louisiana, Kansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, New Mexico, Wyoming, Arizona, Montana, and South Carolina. Wyoming and Montana, mostly because it just seems so rural. That, like, how often are you even crossing paths with another car?
Yeah.
But it's also, not that car crashes can't happen just with your car alone. And
certainly,
it's not necessarily running into another car. But
there's a lot.
At least Wisconsin's not on there.
Yay us.
Yay us.
But going back to Montana and Wyoming, there's, like you said, there's so much distance to get anywhere from A to B. So I guess I can understand that.
So I thought that would be interesting. I'm trying to see where is Wisconsin on this list. We are 24, middle of the pack.
Not great.
Could be better.
Not the worst.
Minnesota. Guess what Minnesota is?
Oh, are they going to be all braggy now? They're the best.
They're 49.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Vermont, it's like Washington, D.C. is the best, then Vermont, then Minnesota.
More Minnesota envy.
All right. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, we'll do Am I the Sphincter? We got two funny ones this week. We'd love to hear from you. Have you weigh in on, is this person the jerk or not? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in a minute.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening.